Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about kindness and we're looking at some strategies for how we might be able to stay kind to people even when they haven't necessarily been so to us. Unfortunately, we still all live in an imperfect world and we still all are imperfect people, and people, unfortunately, do the wrong thing and can hurt us either inadvertently through a lack of information or forethought, or unfortunately, it's still true that sometimes people can hurt us purposely. This is a difficult aspect of our human condition that we've struggled with time immemorial. If we repay unkindness with unkindness, we are only going to create the conditions for further unkindness, animosity, and hurt. It's also true then that if we repay unkindness with kindness, we may actually be creating the conditions for a kinder, safer, nicer world for all of us. So this week's mind game is to practice increasing our own knowledge and awareness and practice of kindness in our daily life. Start by checking in with ourselves. Am I being kind to myself? Start by checking into, you know, your relationships with others and where people may have wronged you, and think about, you know, if I am struggling in some way to respond to that person or situation in a kind, open and generous way, why might that actually be? Is there some underlying hurt and anger that's still there as a result of that interaction? And it's absolutely okay if there is. Have I actually got some strategies to be able to deal with that? Or have I had the opportunity to process just what this might mean for me so that I can leave some of that aside? It's going to be really, really hard, if not really inauthentic, to try and be kind and genuine towards someone when you're feeling hurt. You're better to process some of that, make sense of that for yourself, and then start to assist or be kind towards the other person. Shifting the gaze towards the other person, consider, you know, what did they do? What was the transgression that was so difficult? And then maybe, you know, I'd encourage everyone to try and understand why. What was the context of their behavior? And it's really important to know that this is not actually about absolving the other person of any responsibility or brushing their unkindness underneath the rug, but more about widening the lens so that we can all grow and understand as a result of this and maybe be kinder towards each other. And also have a note here that where someone has really deliberately hurt us in cases of trauma and abuse, this isn't necessarily always applicable. And while some people are able to work to a point of forgiveness and even kindness towards some of the people that have hurt them, that takes an immense amount of processing and probably psychological assistance as well. So it's really important to get that assistance if you note that you require that. And if you've practiced these, then you actually get the opportunity to meet the other person again with a new self, with your new self, as well as with a new other. So knowing them a little bit more, knowing their situation a little bit more. And these are going to increase the likelihood of your ability to be kind towards them and not get dragged down and stuck in an unhelpful, hurtful pattern of tit for tat. So use a kinder lens this week with Mind Games.